Today is Wednesday, August 10th, 2016, and I'm Valerie Ertz, Chair of the State Commission on Judicial Conduct, and we will begin our public hearing at this time. Before we start, I'd like to ask each of our members of the Commission to introduce themselves, and I'll start to my right.
Tramer Woodtick, County Judge, Lavaca County.
Orlinda Naranjo, and I'm a District Court Judge here in Travis County.
David Patronella, I'm a Justice of the Peace in Houston, Harris County, Texas.
I'm Douglas Lang. I sit on the 5th District Court of Appeals in Dallas.
Catherine Wiley, I'm a judge for the a Municipal Court Judge for the City of Houston.
David Hall, I'm a Court at Law Judge in Sweetwater, Texas.
Demetrius Bivens, I'm an attorney member from Houston, Texas.
Thank you very much. Today's proceedings are being conducted pursuant to Section 33.0055 of the Texas Government Code, which requires the Commission in even-numbered years to hold one public hearing to consider comment from public regarding the Commission's mission and operations. To that end, we're here today to accept public comment from those of you who have completed and turned in the witness affirmation form, which looks like this, is in the back of the room, on matters that pertain to the Commission's mission and operations. As I mentioned, if you've come in and you haven't filled out the form, it's in the back of the room. As a reminder, the registration period for those wishing to speak closes at 11:15 this morning. The forms received after that time may be considered at the Chair's discretion. I'd like to now read the Commission's mission statement. The mission of the State Commission on Judicial Conduct is to protect the public, promote public confidence in the integrity, independence, competence, and impartiality of the judiciary, and encourage judges to maintain high standards of conduct both on and off the bench. The Commission accomplishes this mission through its investigation of allegations of judicial misconduct or incapacity. In cases where a judge is found to have engaged in misconduct, or to be permanently incapacitated, the Texas Constitution authorizes the Commission to take appropriate disciplinary action, including issuing sanctions, censures, suspensions, or recommendations for removal from office. Please be advised that Section 33.0055 also provides that your comments are to be considered in a manner which does not compromise the confidentiality of matters considered by the Commission. In order to satisfy this provision, we caution you not to discuss a complaint or investigation that is or may be pending in our office, or that has been dismissed, or that resulted in private discipline. By law, those matters remain confidential and may not be discussed at this hearing. Likewise, please be advised that this is not a forum for filing grievances against judges or for asking the Commission to reconsider a decision to dismiss a grievance filed against a judge. There are already specific procedures in place for bringing this type of information to the Commission's attention. Remember, your testimony will be limited to 5 minutes. However, you may submit written testimony in addition to or in lieu of oral testimony. Since the sole purpose of this hearing is to consider public comment, Commission members and Commission staff will not be responding to any questions or discussing the testimony of any witness. Any comments from the Commission will come through the Chair. This hearing is being recorded, and if you'd like a copy of the recording, please submit a written request to the agency through its Executive Director, Shauna Willing. The use of cameras, smartphones, and other recording devices is permitted as long as their use does not hinder and is not disruptive to the proceedings. In addition, food and drinks are not permitted here in the hearing room. All right, at this time I do have Mr. Thomas Frederick Bonner. If you would like to come forward and to the microphone here, and if you'll state your name and if you're here on your own behalf or whether you're here on behalf of an entity or organization.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Thomas Bonner. I'm here on my own behalf, and I appreciate this. I thank God for the opportunity to be in the presence of, I know, your brilliant, bright minds, and thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. And, okay, if I have 5 minutes? Okay. I regret what I'm here for. I've got some problems and some issues, and I needed to communicate with somebody who has a purview to do some things to satisfy some things, because what's happening to me shouldn't be possible. It's been going on for a long time, and it involves judicial discretion and abusive judicial discretion to the point to where it has cost me over $100,000 cash, and I'm still in the same position to where I have been. It's not just a judicial discretion, but it's abusive by a court reporter a court reporter transcribing fraudulent court records and the deliberate legal indifference of a court to do anything about it. Got over going on like the $200,000 mark's been invested in this, in well-paid attorneys, the best attorneys in the state, from Houston to Dallas to Fort Worth, everybody, just to get to the record. And that's all I ever need. And I understand that court reporters are good, decent, well-meaning people. You know, they're not educated people, maybe. I don't know. There's so much that I don't know. There's so much that I've been deliberately kept in the dark about over these years, and it wouldn't be so bad, but this isn't the first time. This is the second time, and I'm in a situation where it has cost me years of my life and over $100,000, going on the $200,000 mark, and it seems so simple when everything could be resolved by the production of reporter's notes, and it would clear everything. And I'm kept from that by the abusive discretion of a judge and well-paid trial counsels and others. And I know it seems like a bad Grisham novel or something like that, but it's not. It's happening to me, and it's happening to my family, and it's been happening. And if it wasn't redundant, then it wouldn't be. It's like well-learned legal tactics. I've been to the FBI, I've been to the Department of Justice, I've been to the State Commission of Judicial Conduct, I've been to the review board for the court reporters, I've been to everybody, I've been to my senators and congressmen and everybody, and it's just where I've seen what it seems to me what we need in the motion for recusal. It's everything's pretty unambiguous in the motion for recusal. It talks about public oversight. If whatever we see, whatever we need in the having the public in the motion for recusal tells what we need, there's not enough public oversight over judicial conduct. I'm from Dallas, Texas. Here I am in Austin, Texas, to cry like some girl at a Beatles concert because of what's going on in Dallas, Texas. And it should be, you know, I understand, you know, I'm glad to be here, I appreciate being here, but I think that, you know, this should be more widespread, there should be better access, should be some legislation on some things where people have things like this, because what I say about this, about the thing with the court reporter, with the records, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly how the system works, how the court reporting system works, or why it's so vague to me, why it's been so obscured, why it's kept from me, why I don't know exactly what's going on, why I'm not able to find out when I even hire an outside court reporting firm out of Houston, Texas to represent me in a court proceeding. I'm still not able to find out about the integrity of the system as applies to a court reporter in a courtroom, and if it's a reliable, you know, unambiguous system, then all I have to do is get to the court's records and everything will come to light. And it's like people don't want me to do that, because when it comes to light, it's not my fault that what is happening, maybe it's separate proportions, if what comes to light shows that a court reporter has actually transcribed fraudulent transcriptions of an evidentiary hearing. I don't understand what the proportions are, and if they're epic, it's not my fault. I didn't ask for this. This has been forced on me. This has been placed in my lap. And we didn't want this. My family didn't want this. We didn't want to pay $200,000 to continually end up in some kind of vicious little cycle, some kind of whirlpool that spits us out in prison somewhere. And that's what I'm trying to avoid again, because it's already done that one time previously. I already spent 10 years in prison behind the exact same thing. And I'm here today to plead with you not to let that happen again. And it appears that well-learned tactics, not education, but it's well-learned tactics of a judicial system that causes delays, like it's going on 5 years now, causes deliberate delays to in place conflict of chaos, makes it appear as some kind of chaos to where everything's lost in this obscured cloud is what it is. Because now there's like 5 years, four or five, over $10,000 cash paid, attorneys involved, and everybody, and it's my fault. I don't know how this comes, but that's the way everything's directed now. It's everybody in the courthouse, everybody, all the attorneys, everything points to the defendant. It's my fault, and I'm not the one educated. I haven't been, educated in any legal thing, and I've been appointed to represent myself without my consent. And things like that are what should be known. They have to be known. And if there was hands-on oversight, if there were things like electronic, the way electronic data is nowadays, my God, we have electronic data, audio, video data could be recorded and stored for, if we got restored data, gigabytes of data for pennies. And immediate access to public access to the data would solve this also. If you had access to data as you come out of a court, then this wouldn't be possible. I'm thinking of ways to make this impossible, and it would be simply just a daily dispersion of audio video recorded data, so that it can't be said, well, this was said, and no, that's not said, when evidence of your factual innocence has been removed from the court record and there's nothing you can do about it. Because it seems like in Texas, I don't know about other places, it seems like in Texas you don't have a court record. What you have in Texas is what the judge says you have, okay? And if you have some kind of disagreement with that, and your attorney, your well-paid $22,000, $32,000 well-paid attorney decides that he's not going to make an issue of this, then the attorney, the record is what you say you have. The state bar doesn't care. I mean, the state bar, I go through endeavors, redundancy with the state bar also, and it's like giving me the appearance that nobody wants to get involved. And maybe it's because of the proportions, maybe Miss this woman, this court reporter, maybe she's been in the court for years and years and years, and if it was to come out and she was to prove that, well, yeah, she transcribed fraudulent evidence records, then maybe it's going to bring this dubious cloud over everything she's ever performed. But that's not my fault. That's not my fault. And they're making the only way out of this is if it appeared, all this appears to be my fault, and it's not. And there's got to be some legislation. There's got to be some way to stop this. Okay, because this isn't the first time. I'm not the first. I'm not the only, and it's not going to be the last unless somebody, bright people with the purview to do something about this, do this. Because if good men don't do anything, then evil prevails. That's what's going on. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Bonner. We appreciate you coming down today.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing your time.
Thank you. At this time, is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? We'll wait, since it's just 11:15, we'll wait a few more minutes to see if... All right, at this time, there's nobody else waiting or have signed in for this morning, so I guess we will adjourn our public hearing of the State Commission on Judicial Conduct at 11:16. Thank you very much.